Now for our first feature. This is part of the Norwich Through the Decades theme. And here, Derek James gives us a short history of Norwich's railway stations and tells us about a reunion for Norwich Footplate that's about to take place. Our reader is Michael Hutchinson.
All aboard for Thorpe Station, Norwich Victoria and City Station. Well, Thorpe is still on track, but as for the other two and dozens of other smaller stations across Norfolk and Suffolk, well, they're long gone. Times have changed, and many say that is a crying shame. Miles of tracks have been ripped up and stations demolished in the name of progress. But there's one thing that hasn't changed, and that is our love and passion for the railways and trains. I was a member of a small army of lads back in the 1950s who were train spotters, buying platform tickets to stand and stare at the steam locomotives and make notes of their names and numbers. The smell, the atmosphere and the kindness shown, not just by the drivers and their mates, but by all the men and women who worked on the stations, remain with us young train spotters. It is good to know that the bond of friendship between the people who worked and still work on the trains is as strong as ever and continues to thrive. The Norwich Loco Welfare Fund is sponsoring a reunion for Norwich Footplate staff, past and present, on Sunday the 14th of April, and colleagues from other grades and depots are all very welcome. The gathering will take place at the Sprowston Sports and Leisure Club, Blue Boar Lane, Norwich, from 7 p.m. There'll be a free buffet. The fund has and still does much good work amongst the railway family in the city and across the county. The first station in Norwich was the one for the line which operated between the city and Yarmouth, which opened for business in April of 1844 on Riverside Road. It was a small building which lasted for some 40 years. Small buildings were added as more trains arrived, but it was described as a cheerless, dismal, heterogeneous collection of shanties. The time had come to build a grand and impressive building at the heart of the rail network, the landmark Thorpe Station, a glorious advertisement for the famous Norwich builders, John Youngs and Son. It cost £60,000 and was opened on May the 3rd, 1886. The first station master was George Jessop, who rang the place like clockwork. This was the gateway to the fine city, and still is. There is little trace now of Thorpe's rival, Victoria Station, which was built on the site of the once wonderful Quantrill Ranley Pleasure Gardens, just outside the old city wall, at the junction of St Stephen's and Queen's Road. More than 1 million bricks were produced from kilns near Tharston for the new railway station, which started to carry cattle and goods in 1849, and then passengers. The station was decorated with flags, buntings and evergreens for the grand opening, attended by more than 500 people. A train arrived from Ipswich to be greeted by a salvo of guns and the bells of St Peter Mancroft. Mayor Samuel Bignold hosted a banquet at St Andrew's Hall, followed by a ball described as one of the most brilliant that had graced these rooms for many, many years. Victoria lost its passenger service in 1916, but survived as a goods yard for many years before the site was redeveloped for offices, homes and Sainsbury's supermarket. Not to be outdone by Victoria City Station, facing Station Road, which linked Barn Road and Oak Street, also laid on a feast for the dignitaries at St Andrew's when it was opened in the 1850s. Boar's head, aspic a la royal, beef, fowl, game and ornamental tongues and more were all on the menu. Civic leaders, eager for a slap-up meal, waited for other guests to arrive from King's Cross, and the train was late. The station, on the Midland and Great Northern line, was built in Romanesque style, with cossy red brick, with white brick dressings. The heart of the line was at Melton Constable, and during the summer, the trains were packed with holidaymakers heading to Norfolk from the Midlands. City Station was badly damaged during the Norwich Blitz of 1942, and never really recovered. It closed in February of 1959, although there was some freight business for the next 10 years before it was demolished in 1971 to make way for a trading estate and the Inner Ring Road. The people involved in Remembering City Station deserves our thanks and support. For details about the reunion for railway workers on Sunday, April the 14th, contact Chris Pearson on 01362 691045 or 770776 123206.